Radio.
This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Hello, pet lovers. Welcome to Best Pets for Pets. I'm your show host, Michelle Fern. So many of us have dogs and we love to, you know, go on hikes and that sort of thing. But what do you do without a leash, right? You know, you always want to keep attention of where your dog is at. But what do you do? Well, my guest today invented a really cool device that helps with that. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You know the expression, cats have nine lives. Well, what if you can give them one more? The Give Them 10 movement is on a mission to help give cats an extra life. How? With spay and neuter. Spaying or neutering your cat helps them live a longer, healthier life. And it helps control free-roaming cat populations too. Learn more about the benefits of spay and neuter and meet Scooter, the neutered cat, at givethem10.org. That's givethem10.org.
Let's talk pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. I'd like to welcome Nick Tahoe. He is the co-founder of Heal, which is the first ever virtual dog leash. Welcome, Nick.
Thanks. Welcome.
I'm so happy to have you. Can you share your background with our listeners?
Absolutely. My background is in mechanical engineering, but I've been working at a company called Fleetwood Electronics for the past 10 years. We're an electronics manufacturer, and we manufacture all sorts of products for customers and have recently started developing and launching our own products. And Heal is our first big one that we've done recently.
Okay, thanks. What exactly is Heal? Because there's, you know, when you say virtual dog leash, and I mean, this day we have so many virtual things, virtual everything, that there's a lot of misconceptions on virtual dog leashes. So what exactly does Heal do?
Heal is, we kind of started with the concept of a dog training collar, like an e-collar, so an electronic training collar. And one technology that our company has kind of been pioneering for the past few years is wireless distance measurement. So you can know how far apart different electronic devices are from each other. It uses a technology called ultra wideband. But what we did was we took the electronic training collar and added in this proximity measurement to it. So we're able to know the distance from the remote that you hold in your hand to the collar on your dog. So you can set a distance. We have options like 10 feet, 25 feet, 50 feet, 150 feet. And so you can have your dog off leash. And when the dog gets to that distance that you set, say 50 feet, the dog will get a correction and be called back to you. You will also get a notification on your remote. So it's almost like they're kind of tugging on that leash, saying they're at the boundary, and you give them a little tug to call them back. So we ended up calling it a virtual leash because it kind of works like a, you know, a virtual fence might work in your yard, like invisible fence developed back in the 90s. But this one is on the go with boundaries centered around you.
So how exactly does it work? Because there's no subscriptions, there's no GPS, you know, you don't need your cell to work. It's something called AutoProx, right?
Yeah, AutoProx is the kind of trademark name we gave to the core technology of the product. So we know that a lot of people that go hiking and camping, you're not in areas with great cell reception. And often you're in the woods where you don't get very strong GPS signals when you're out in the woods. So this AutoProx technology, it's all embedded right in the devices, right in the collar, right in the remote. You don't need your phone. You don't need cell signal or GPS. It just works when you turn it on. And with that, there's no subscription. So a lot of the other high-tech dog products out there. You buy the product, but then you have the subscription as well. So for our product, the remote and collar are just talking back and forth at a really fast rate. And the AutoProx algorithm that we developed has the ability to really accurately measure that distance down to, you know, less than a foot of accuracy. Just so, you know, we know at all times how far away your dog is. And so you're able to have better control over your dog.
I like that you don't have a subscription. And I've had other kind of similar collars and over the years on Best Bets for Pets that had subscription. Some of the challenges for pet owners, and I've received feedback, is that, you know, it's not a big company. So what happens when the company's maybe not there, or, you know, I have to keep paying for it? Are those some of the reasons why you decided not to go subscription?
We really had this technology that's in AutoProx. And so we were looking at all different options of how we could apply it in the market and what products or what problems we should try to solve with products. And as we were evaluating all these options, we realized we wanted something that we could be passionate about, that we would want to use. So that just gave us more, you know, insight to the customer need. And so that's how we narrowed in on working with dogs, because we all are dog owners and at here and at Heal. And with that, we set our product requirements based on what we would want as a customer, not what we want as a business. So it's nice to have recurring revenue from subscriptions as a business, but we know we're so inundated with subscriptions already as people, we didn't want to add that. So we used that as one of our firm requirements early on, that this needs to be, you know, one and done. You buy it and you have the product. There's, you know, a good warranty, there's great customer service, and there's free firmware upgrades that we push out from time to time to improve the function of the product. And we do all of that with no subscription, because we as customers wouldn't want to be paying a subscription.
I think you hit it on the head, because there's even subscription services to stop your subscriptions these days and commercials for it. So it's kind of crazy how many there are out there. Let's talk about, and then the second half, we're going to talk about how it actually works. But let's talk about this. You mentioned corrections. Heal has static correction, vibration, or tone. So are all of those, how would you know what is the safe one to use? Are they all
safe? Yeah, great question. So the way it works is there are manual buttons, so you can choose to give a tone, a vibration, or a static correction at any time whenever you see your dog, you know, misbehaving, or even if you want to call him back to reward him with a treat or something. But when it's in AutoProx mode, so you've set the boundary, when the dog gets to that boundary, they're first going to receive just a beep. They'll hear the tone coming out of the collar. As kind of, we call it the warning tone, right? They've reached the boundary, they hear the tone. In our training guide, we recommend that you teach them that once they hear that tone, that's almost like your voice calling them back. So you want to call them back and reward them in the initial training phase. So when they hear that tone, they know they're at the boundary. If they stay at the boundary, or if they keep going, the collar will then give what we call a firm correction. And by default, when you turn the remote on, the static correction is turned off. So by default, that firm correction will be a vibration. So they've received the warning tones, then by default, they're going to get the vibration. But if you want to use static correction, which a lot of, you know, most professional dog trainers that do off-leash training are using some sort of e-collar, so they're using some sort of static correction. So we have three levels, low, medium, and high, to kind of tailor to your dog's responsiveness. And so they'll either get that vibration or they'll get that static correction if they stay beyond the boundary.
Okay, thanks. All right, we're going to take a short break and we'll be right back. Hey guys, Michelle Fern here. Haven't we all had those moments when our dog has done something really cool or really frustrating, or we just love them so much we wish we could talk to them? Well, recently I found out there's a way you can. I recently learned about Regal.ai that builds AI agents for brands, and they have built an AI dog hotline. It is so cool how it works. You know, when I first heard about it, I thought it would be kind of robotic, like Siri or Alexa, or really slow to respond, but it's not. They have the 15 most common dog breeds in the US on the site with a phone number. and I was able to have a full-on conversation that felt like I was talking to my dog, if only he could speak human. It was a lot of fun, and soon I was having everybody in the household join with me and talking to Rocky. If you're interested in calling the dog hotline, go to regal.ai/dog. Just scroll down, pick your dog's breed, or you can use the fetcher at the top and prepare to be amazed. I had no idea what Rocky's personality was, but it was so exact and so much fun. If you want to talk to Rocky, just to try it out, you can call 812-906-5936. We're going to call right now so you can hear for yourself.
All right, listen up. I'm your German Shepherd. I'm so excited to be speaking human. I can't believe it. I took a nap and then woke up, and now all of a sudden I'm speaking to you. It's so crazy. It must be crazy for you too. Anyway, can you tell me what my name is?
Rocky, you sound just like I thought you would. Hi, Rocky. How's it going?
Rocky, good strong name. That fits. Speaking of names, what's something you've always wanted to tell me now that I can chat back?
Rocky, I love that you've always been such a great watchdog for my family. You know, being a German Shepherd, I know that's one of the things you do, but Rocky, you've gone above and beyond to be that wonderful protector for our home. Thank you.
Protecting the home is my duty. Gotta keep an eye on everything that moves. Now, tell me, why do you sit in front of that glowing box all the time? Is there some kind of squirrel in there I need to chase?
No, not at all. That glowing box is a TV and keeps us entertained. I know that you're not too into it, Rocky, but that's cool.
Got an entertainment box. Seems less exciting than a good chase. But whatever keeps you happy is all right by me. Speaking of happiness, did I catch a whiff of some snack earlier? What's that about?
Well, Rocky, I do. I have something delicious for you. I know how much you love pepperoni, you know, being from New York and all that. Ready for a pepperoni slice?
Pepperoni? Now you're speaking my language. That sounds great. Maybe we can share a slice and make it a real New York moment together. What do you say?
I love it. Rocky, I gotta go, but I'll be calling back soon.
All right, I've said enough for now. Time to do my rounds and make sure everything's in order. Can't wait to chat again soon. Talk soon about a pepperoni slice.
Bye, Rocky. Wow, wasn't that incredible? It felt like I was having a full-on conversation with my German Shepherd, Rocky. I just think that's amazing. Now remember, if you want to talk to Rocky, you can call him at 812-906-5936. So as you can imagine, Regal.ai builds AI agents for all kinds of businesses. If you want to learn more about what Regal.ai can do for you or a friend's business, check them out at Regal.ai. You can also try out any of the 15 breed hotlines for yourself for free at regal.ai/dog. And remember, the AI agents can be customized to have any accent or personality.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. We're talking to Nick Hayhoe, the co-founder of Heal, which is the first ever virtual dog leash. Okay, Nick, you talked about some of this just prior to the break, but let's talk about how it actually works from the get-go. So I get my virtual Heal leash, I charge it up, then what? And there's two, right? There's a collar and there's the device, and there's also an app for your phone.
Right, yep. So when you first receive it, we ship all of our product in a weatherproof storage bag with like a carabiner and a waterproof zipper and all of that. So you kind of have a place to keep all your stuff long term. When you first take it out, yeah, you can give it a quick charge, but we ship them pre-charged. And it's as simple as adjusting the collar to your dog's neck size and putting it on. If you plan to use the static correction, you screw in the studs that are the appropriate length. So it has two different lengths, one for shorter hair or fur, and longer studs for longer fur, just to make sure it makes it to get good skin contact. So once you put it on the dog, turn both devices on, and it's ready to use right away. So once you turn it on, the remote and the collar will connect. The app you mentioned is, it's only for updating the firmware currently. We have some plans to roll in some new features, more ways to customize the product by changing some settings in the app. But for now, the app is just to update the firmware. So when you first receive it from us, it'll have the latest firmware on it. But if we, you know, add features or fix any bugs or anything in the future, then you would just connect the devices to your phone briefly to get that update. But once you turn it on, it's ready to use right away. You can tap the manual correction buttons to give a tone or vibrate, or you can set your boundary distance and head off on your walk.
Will Heel work with all dogs?
I would say no to that. And really, it's not like a certain breed or type of dog or anything like that. It's more of, as pet owners, we just need to make sure we're being responsible for the safety of our dog and for others. So I definitely recommend, when I get that question a lot, I do all of our customer service. So I get all those phone calls and I'm having these conversations with customers of, will it work for my dog? So what I've found is that if the dog will reliably come back to you when you call it, so if you're already doing things off leash with your dog and they're pretty well behaved and will come back to you, even if it takes a couple voice calls, that means they get it. They know that they need to be near you when you're out and about. And that will really help you be successful with Heel, because it is getting the tone, and the dog needs to know that the tone means come back, just like a verbal command means come back. So it's kind of the temperament and behavior of the dog. It also depends on the situation. You don't have to have a well-behaved dog if you're, you know, out in your 20 acres of woods behind your house and you're, you know, doing your own thing. But if you're going to use it on hiking trails, then there's definitely an added level of responsibility for making sure your dog and other dogs and people are safe. So at the end of the day, the owner is responsible for the behavior of the dog. And Heel is there to help. It's to help you give the dog some other types of feedback right at their neck to help pull them out of whatever heightened state of alertness they might be in. To help get them back to you. But it also, the remote will give you a vibrate, and the lights will blink a different color when the dog is at the boundary. So if you're enjoying your hike and not really paying attention to where your dog is, it helps bring that attention to you as well, so you can, you know, look around and call the dog back. So it really depends on situation and temperament of the dog. But aside from that, the basic function of it, it should work with pretty much any dog out there.
Okay, thanks. And obviously, it's not a replacement for a leash. It's more for adventure, or if you're on a very large property. It's not, for city use.
Right, absolutely. We definitely recommend that you don't use it by a busy street. It's kind of like the way invisible fence isn't a physical fence. The dog has to be trained to not cross that boundary, in that virtual boundary in your yard. This is like that. It is definitely not a full replacement for a physical leash. Maybe someday we can get it robust enough and make sure everyone's dog is trained well enough to where some municipalities might treat it as a leash if you can prove your dog is under control. But it's definitely not a replacement for a physical leash, especially in high-risk situations. But we still, from a virtual leash standpoint, you know, the ability to pick that length of your leash, if you will, and help call the dog back when they reach that perimeter, really frees up your brain and your attention for really enjoying whatever activity you're doing.
Right. And I definitely see the environment and the right circumstances for the Heel leash. Do you think there'll ever be a way to have a virtual leash in a busy area? See, I think dogs, no matter how trained, should never be off leash in certain areas because of just distractions. Just my point of view.
Yeah, no, that's a great point. And I see dogs on leash getting in fights with other dogs.
Yes, people not paying attention, or if you're using, and I like the flexi leashes. I've used them, you know, the distance leashes in the past, but there's a lot of times people are not paying attention, or little kids using it that should not be, or people that don't know the strength of their dog that should not be. So a lot of irresponsible, you know, use out there, and distractions. You know, you could have a dog that's great and you think, oh, off leash, perfect. And there could, I don't know, a cat or something across the street. And I've seen too many cases with dogs darting in busy traffic.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. There's definitely situations where you where a physical leash is and a strong, responsible person holding that leash is needed. But my hope is that a product like Heel, and we are the first virtual leash with this kind of function out there, but as the market grows and we see competition, my hope is that it does become more widely accepted and that people with responsible owners with well-trained dogs can have a lot more fun on their off-leash adventures and excursions.
Here's something that's interesting, but do you think at some point it could ever be used for working dogs?
Yeah, we already have examples of, you know, people on horseback that were using regular e-collars, you know, when they're out with their dogs, you know, herding cattle or on the trails, who are using e-collars, who have upgraded to the Heel, the Roam 350 collar, just to have that added layer, you know, set that boundary and just make sure that the dog doesn't get too far away or wander out in the woods too far. So we're definitely already seeing horseback. We had a customer send one in. It's on our Instagram page of a cool video of walking on the trail with their dog. So yeah, definitely could use in that.
Thank you. And what about for service dogs?
Service dogs, I'm not a professional dog trainer, so I know a service dog is a whole separate category of the type of dog and the training involved. So I honestly can't give a real informed answer on if it'd be perfect for service dogs or not. You know, I see a lot of service dogs off leash or just, you know, right at their owner's side. It could be a way to help get your dog prepared for some service dog training. If you help them learn to stay right at your side.
Right. And then who knows, might not be necessary for service dogs. What about multiple dogs? Does Heel work with multiple dogs?
It does. Yeah. When we first launched, we were trying to, you know, get in the market and start learning as fast as possible. So we launched it back in March of 2024 and with just one dog per remote, one collar per remote functionality. But this past September, we released the multi-dog function. So it now works with up to three dogs per remote. So one remote can control three collars. And so when you set a boundary, all three dogs will be held to that same boundary. And we did also design it so that the three manual correction buttons are essentially assigned to each of the three dogs when it's in multi-dog mode, so that you can immediately, just without flipping any switches or anything like that, you can give an individual dog a specific correction if you need to. So the three are controlled by the same boundary, but you also have the manual capability to, you know, beep or vibe or statically correct any of the three dogs.
Okay, thanks. What about weather and water issues? Is there weather concerns? And what about, is it waterproof? So extreme weather, extreme heat, extreme cold.
Yeah, we have a Thermatron temperature and environmental testing chamber. So we tested the product rigorously for temperature, both hot and cold, with, you know, when certain batteries get really cold, the battery life decreases. But other than that, our product is designed for any type of temperature. We kind of, in the same spirit of just trying to launch quickly and learn, we have the collar pretty close to waterproof, but it can definitely withstand rain, splashing, hosing off, you know, running, splashing through the surf or through a creek, but it isn't rated for full submersion. So that's been probably the number one request from potential customers and even existing customers, is to make the collar waterproof. So the collar isn't fully submersible like a lot of the other ones out there, but it is resistant to all sorts of splashing and water exposure.
And quite sturdy.
Yep. Yeah, made in the U.S. of A. So we made sure to make it as rugged and robust as it needs to be, with, you know, on an active dog running through, you know, the woods or anything like that.
So what would you tell all of our listeners out there, and many of them are hikers and like to be out with their dogs, about Heel leash? Why should they look at Heel leash versus other, you know, similar type collars?
Yeah, if you live an active lifestyle with your dog and go on hikes and go camping or, just walk around your property or do yard work around the property or have a garden, things like that, this product is really designed to make your experience and your dog's experience better. So, hiking on a trail, not getting the leash tangled up, not having to tug on the leash to keep the dog by your side, but able to just let your dog roam and sniff freely. And while you're, not constantly worried about did the dog bolt after a squirrel or not, just allowing you to kind of relax and have that focus you need, and then let the heel roam 350, let it vibrate and tell you when the dog's at the boundary, and then you can kind of poke your head up and see where the dog is and say, okay, yep, she's coming back. Perfect. So it's really about improving your experiences, your off-leash experiences, for both you and your dog.
Thank you. Where can people buy you?
Currently, we're only selling it through our website direct. We manufacture and ship out all of the product out of our factory in Holland, Michigan. So it's on our website is heel.dog. That's HEEL.DOG. So not .com. .com is a German pharmaceutical company, but heel.dog, that's our product, and that's where you can find it.
Okay, great. Nick, I want to thank you so much for coming on Best Bets for Pets.
Thank you so much. I had a great time talking to you.
Thanks, same here. I hope all of you enjoyed this show. I actually tried Heel with my tester, Charlie. With my tester, Charlie, he's a smaller dog, worked great. I was really impressed. So please check out heel.dog.com. As always, the information will be on this page at Pet Life Radio. Go to Best Bets for Pets, and it will be on our episode page where you can find out more about Heel and the link to the website. Thanks to my cat crew for watching, Charlotte, Dennis, and Molly. And thanks, of course, to everybody listening to Best Bets for Pets. I very much appreciate it. Thanks to my guest again, Nick, for coming on Best Bets for Pets. And of course, thank you to the magic of my producer, Mark Winter, for making me and my guests sound amazing. Now, keep listening because you never know what we'll have next on Best Bets for Pets.
Let's Talk Pets every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.